The 70th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards air tonight. It is the first night on a Monday, so it didn't compete with Sunday's football games. Hosted by Saturday Night Live's Michael Che and Colin Jost, the Emmys come at a time when Hollywood has had some choppy waters, from major television industry executives being outed for sexual harassment and abuse to large companies buying each other out. We're going to talk a little bit more on what viewers can expect. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline with the Deputy Awards and Features Editor at Variety, Janelle Riley. Thank you very much for talking to us. I want to talk about the SNL influence. Michael Che, Colin Jost, it's produced by Lorne Michaels. We know that there are some other SNLers who are going to take part. I mean, this is going to be a pretty big influence, eh?
It's insane. And actually, as of this year, they have a record-breaking 252 nominations total. I mean, the show has been on the air for over 40 years, so that's, you know, probably part of it. But, you know, they constantly sweep in the guest categories. This year, Tiffany Haddish won for guest host in a comedy. So many of their players get nominated in supporting. Kate McKinnon is on a roll. She keeps winning. And now we have the Weekend Update hosts actually hosting the show.
Kind of weird to have this thing on a Monday. I mean, I understand their thinking behind it, but it just feels off somehow.
It is really disturbing to me. It is like thrown off my whole weekend, and maybe that means I need to get a life. But a lot of entertainment journalists are literally recovering from the Toronto Film Festival, which closed yesterday, and to, you know, jump right into Emmy Award coverage, it's just been sort of whiplash.
So they just didn't want to lose ratings-wise to the football. It's not like there was an official agreement, correct?
Well, you know what's so funny is I never even thought about it until you guys said that. And then I was like, oh, I guess that's why. That makes as much sense as anything.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about some of the storylines for tonight. There are some potential record-breaking nods that could be handed out tonight.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage actually just broke the record for most supporting actor nominations in a drama. He's got 7. He's basically landed it every year except for the year Game of Thrones was ineligible. I don't know if he's going to win tonight. I kind of think Stranger Things has a lot of momentum, and everyone loves David Harbour, so we'll see how that goes. but that show is definitely a powerhouse.
Veep is not entered this year, right? Or at least,
no.
And so it kind of clears the way for others to win in those categories, correct?
Yeah, I am very curious to see who takes a lead actress in a comedy. I think the smart money is on the lead of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Rachel Brosnahan. But I don't know. I really think it could go any way.
What about the networks relative to the cable systems and the networks? Netflix out there. What's that distribution going to look like this time around?
Wow, this is kind of crazy because, you know, for 18 years running, HBO was the network with the most nominees. And now Netflix beat it this year just by 4 nominations. But still, that's 112 nominations. And I think there's a good chance that that the best drama show will go to something from Netflix or Hulu. Last year it was The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, which made history. I don't even see any of the other networks in the race. Maybe Game of Thrones on HBO, but I think we're going to see either Netflix finally take a series win or Hulu win 2 years in a row.
Well, we shall see. Thanks for speaking with us. Janelle Riley, Deputy Awards and Features Editor at Variety.